At the top of the show today, Michigan educators and administrators will soon learn more about how their job performances may be evaluated in the future. Next month, the Michigan Council for Educator Effectiveness, the MCEE, will announce recommendations toward developing a model for fair and effective teacher evaluation. Here to talk about the commission's work and the issues in play, Republican State Senator Phil Pavlo, chairman of the Senate Education Committee. Welcome, Phil.
Good morning, Mark.
And joining us by phone, Amber Arellano, executive director of the Education Trust Midwest and Education Policy Think Tank. Hi, Amber.
Good morning.
I would at the top of the show here this morning with news that Mark Schauer is likely to announce his candidacy as the Democratic candidate for governor in Michigan. I'm curious to ask both of you, Senator Phil, we'll start with you. How would Michigan voters who care about education consider a Snyder-Schauer contest in 18 months?
Well, I think it'll be an important part of the campaign. Clearly, the voters of the state of Michigan will be able to review Governor Snyder's role in education. And I think they'll look at it objectively and realize that the governor has been on a very aggressive path to make sure that our students in the state of Michigan are succeeding. And I think that that will be part of the campaign for sure.
What's been the centerpiece, do you think, of the Snyder administration's effort?
Well, I think choice, number one, but probably more important than that, the financial and transparency issues, the accountability, and the fact that, we have collectively given the school districts many tools to use from Lansing to be able to deliver high-quality education in a very challenging economic time. So I think when you take a look at that from top to bottom, you'll see a focus on the kids in the system.
Amber Arellano, what about you? How would Michigan voters who care about education evaluate this Snyder-Schauer contest, assuming it happens?
Well, Senator Pavlov and Governor Snyder have been really important leaders in reforming teacher tenure laws, which, based on the polling that was done last year, have very high approval ratings among voters, particularly women, because it really allows school districts to put a greater emphasis on placing the best teachers that we can find in Michigan in classrooms. And that's hugely important to raise student achievement for all kids. I do think that the budget problems and the cutbacks that have been seen at the local level will raise questions and concerns, and that will be part of the discussion next year.
All right. Well, let's get to the work of the Michigan Council for Educator Effectiveness. Senator Pavlo, tell us about what the MCEE has been doing and why.
Well, for the last 2 years, that council has been working on recommendations to get back to the legislature to develop a fair and effective model of being able to evaluate the teacher effectiveness. Not only teachers, though, Mark, we're looking at how we're going to evaluate building leaders, principals, and superintendents. So we're eagerly looking forward to a June report that will be coming to the legislature outlining the work of the council over the last couple of years. We've had some of the best minds in education policy working on this independent temporary council.
Who, can you give us some names?
Well, Dr. Deb Ball from the University of Michigan is the chair of this committee. We have someone from Michigan State University there. But we also have two local building or education professionals from the local area, Grand Blanc and Monroe, that are adding a local perspective to it as well.
How comprehensive is the MCEE's report expected to be next month? I mean, will it be a magnum opus here or something less?
Well, there's a couple of things that we wanted to see, and the council was formed as we began to reform and overhaul our teacher tenure system. We did that 2 years ago, but the council's work is to provide the legislature with some meaningful suggestions and guidelines on how we better evaluate teachers. Now, many districts across the state have great programs in place, but we also understand, I think there's universal agreement that the most important factor in a child's education is the quality of the teacher in front of them. So we hope to see something comprehensive, but we don't want it to be too complicated where districts will have difficulty implementing. We don't want to see a system that is going to be a very expensive system. We think that there are enough tools in place to be able to implement this and still be able to deliver those valuable resources to the classroom. So we have to find that balance as well.
Amber Arellano, any thoughts on what belongs, what you would like to see in this report? Have you anticipated this enough to know that?
Sure, yeah. We have been trying to provide support when we can to the council and to Deborah Ball's team. And I think one of the really important pieces of the work that they're doing is providing a recommendation what would look like a student growth model for the state. And that's important because right now every school district in the state is coming up with their own definitions of how much growth a teacher should be able to produce for a student in a school year. And if we make decisions about teacher performance and link student growth to things like merit pay, then we've got to have some kind of common metric, some kind of common information about teacher performance, and we just don't have that right now. So right now, every school district, and even sometimes down to the classroom, everyone is making up their own sort of definitions of what effective teaching looks like. And that's true even when we talk about what a common vision for good teaching looks like. In Michigan, because of the way our governance system is set up, every university in the state, each teacher preparation program comes up with its own definition of what good teaching looks like. And I know for me, when I came out of the secondary education program at Michigan State more than 20 years ago now, you know, it's really confusing when you're placed into a classroom as a new teacher. And the school district where you're at has a really different idea of what great teaching looks like versus another school down the street does, or another school district does. And so this is really sort of bringing together some professional standards around what great teaching looks like. There are a lot of states around the country that have done this, and it's really important for raising student achievement for all of our students.
Senator Phil Pavlo, are you generally in agreement with that assessment?
Yeah, I think Amber is very right on in her assessment of what a teacher has to be doing inside the classroom.
And Senator Pavlo, any thoughts on how teachers and administrators are likely to respond to this report? Are they generally receptive to this, or are they? Do you think they're apt to find some recommendations extreme?
I think they might look at it with a very critical eye, but here's the thing that we have to remember. This is about student achievement, first of all. But secondly, if the report comes out like we hope it does and the recommendations are sound and solid, it should be viewed as being fair. Because what we want to be able to do is have a system that recognizes and rewards the very best teachers, but also a system that will identify and support the teachers that might be struggling. And so if the report does that, and we're going to talk all summer and probably into the fall about this report, so we'll give it a good public airing before we make any legislative acknowledgments.
Amber Arellano, what do you think? Is there generally acceptance, or do you detect resistance amongst professional educators to the notion of more deliberate evaluations?
You know, I think it's really mixed, and that's been true in other states that have implemented systems like this. I was at a conference a couple weeks ago, was sitting next to a recent Michigan Teacher of the Year, and she told me, you know, I'm not worried about it. I'm a great teacher, and I know any evaluation system is going to find that. At the same time, you know, there are folks in the field that are nervous about it. And I think it just makes sense because, you know, anytime a new system is being implemented, there's a little bit of nervousness about that. And what does this mean for me, and how is this going to work? And I think that's all normal, and it's really a matter of just helping folks understand it and helping them implement it in a strong and thoughtful, fair way. So the first few years are going to be really important, that we're really thinking about helping people understand what it means in the field and making sure that it's done well so that it's actually developmental, meaning that it really does help people improve their practice. Because really, evaluation, and whether it's a corporation or whether it's in a school district, ultimately it's about getting people tailored, individualized feedback about how they're doing to help them get better.
Senator Phil Pavlo, in these districts where there are already teacher evaluation models up and running, how closely will those be looked at in this road ahead.
Right. What I'd like to be able to see as an outcome here is that the state be in a position to support the districts that don't have the proper evaluation tools, that aren't strong enough, but also have the flexibility to recognize that there have been a lot of great people working very hard on teacher evaluations across the state. And so we want to make sure that this mechanism, however we decide to proceed with it, is also flexible enough to allow the ones that are working to continue to work. And, you know, we're going to get a lot of local feedback as we begin discussing this publicly.
We've begun an important phase of the budget process. Senator Pavlo, do you expect the final budget to include funding to implement the Common Core standards in Michigan?
I think the legislature's taken a very hard look at that right now, and there's a lot of questions. The Common Core was a policy that was approved by the State Board of Education, and as it's becoming closer to implementation, there are a lot of concerns. So I think that we need to make sure that we take a good long look at it, and if it means language in the budget that would put a pause on the funding, then I think that would be appropriate.
Do you personally oppose or support?
When I look at the Common Core, I'm starting to hear a lot of concerns from my district and from the state as well, and I think that if we're going to go down the road to implementing something that's this, rigid in its standards, that we have to understand from the legislative standpoint what it means, because it is the constitutional obligation of the state legislature to control the education matters.
So you lean toward opposing it, or you're formally opposing it?
In terms of the standards, I think that we have to have standards, but some of the concerns that are coming up that might perhaps be below the waterline, whether they're real or perceived, we have to answer those questions in a very open way, and we'll do that. But as far as the standards go, I think that we need a clean measurement system. And in fact, it marries up with our concept of what the Council on Educator Effectiveness is all about.
But have you made up your mind or not?
I have not, but we're going to have a long conversation about it.
Okay. Amber Arellano, does your organization take a position on the Common Core standards?
Yes, we strongly support the standards. We think they're fundamentally important for Michigan schools' future, and we're among many organizations around the state, from Business Leaders of Michigan to the Detroit Regional Chamber to the Grand Rapids Chamber to the Michigan Education Association and Principals Association. So, traditional liberal organizations to much more business-oriented and even conservative groups are supporting the standards. And there's a big reason why is because we've just done so poorly as a state, in part because we've had really low standards. We've had a weak assessment system. We've just not been delivering honest, comparable, reliable information about how our schools are doing. And this is a huge opportunity to change that.
We'll be watching it closely. We thank you both for your time. Republican State Senator Phil Pavlo, Chairman of the Senate Education Committee. Amber Arellano is Executive Director of the Education Trust Midwest. Many thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
See Amber.